Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Plants Seeds of Peace.
You know, those of us who accepted God's forgiveness and salvation by faith in His grace, we're called many things in the Bible. We're called Christians. You're called a Christian. You're called a follower of Jesus. You are a disciple of Jesus. You are saved. You're called a believer. You have been born again into God's family, and you are now a child of God. These are all terms that relate to who you are in Christ. But did you know that Jesus said we're also to be known as peacemakers? Yeah, as peacemakers. One of the synonyms for being a follower of Christ or being a Christian is to be a peacemaker. In the most famous sermon of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this in Matthew 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the ones that God will call His children." To be a child of God is to be a peacemaker. To be a peacemaker is to be a child of God. Now, I don't have to tell you how in these tense days, our world desperately needs you to be a peacemaker. Because there's chaos and there's fighting and there's conflict literally going on everywhere. With all the recent injustice and the brutal deaths of our black brothers and sisters, there are real reasons for the protests that are going on against injustice in our system that allows for people to kill black people and not be instantly arrested. You know, somebody in your family was murdered and 2 months later the murderers hadn't even been arrested, you'd be upset too. You know, honestly, if America ignored what's happening in the past few weeks and went on with business as usual without speaking up about this injustice, I would say that the soul of the nation is lost. I don't hear anybody condoning brutality, either by rioters or by officers. But any citizen, including you, has the right to protest injustice without being blamed for anything else and everything else. So what's the way out of this mess that we're in right now? The chaos, the confusion, the conflict. Well, it's the same answer that's always been the answer. Follow the owner's manual for life. We need to turn to God and we need to turn to His word for direction. Now, as we come to part 13 in this series, through the book of James, I keep being astounded at how relevant the topic that James talks about each week in our weekly situation, how relevant it is to what we're going through during this COVID-19 pandemic. And today in James chapter 3, we come to a passage that gives us the secrets of getting along together. It tells us how to live in harmony with each other. It tells us how to have peaceful relationships. It tells us how to be wise in the way that we treat each other. Now, James chapter 3 is an extremely relevant chapter to what's happening in our world right now. Let me read to you James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, as we look at a faith that plants seeds of peace. A faith that plants seeds of peace. James chapter 3. Verse 13, if you are a truly wise and understanding person, it will be seen in your life by the good deeds that you do out of the humility that always comes from wisdom. Now, let me just pause there and point out a couple things. First, God says that the first mark of real wisdom is seen in your relationships. Whether you're wise or whether you're foolish is not what shows up on some test you take in school, but what shows up in how you relate to other people. Wisdom shows up, God says, in relationships. So I don't care how much money you've made in life or how successful you are, if your relationships are strained or they're weak or they're hurting, you're not very wise. The second mark of wisdom is humility. He says, the wisdom that comes from humility. Anytime I act in a prideful way, I'm being foolish. I'm not being wise. Now, let me read it again. If you are truly a wise and understanding person, it will be seen in your life by the good deeds you do out of the humility that always comes from wisdom. But if in your heart you are selfish, jealous, or bitter toward others. That's relationship stuff. Selfish, jealous, or bitter toward others. Don't think you're wise because it's a lie. That's never wisdom from God. Instead, it's from the world, that selfishness and that bitterness and that jealousy, the envy. He said, that's from the world and it's from your unspiritual nature and it's from the devil himself. Now, I want you to notice, the Bible says that if I allow selfishness or jealousy or bitterness in my relationships, that I'm being foolish and unwise, and those things don't come from God. Now then James continues on in verse 16. He says this, for whenever there's envy or selfish ambition, you will always find, this is from the Amplified Translation, confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and every kind of evil. That's from the Amplified Translation. Anytime you see any of these things in your home or your work or your school or in society, confusion, chaos, conflict, all of the things we just read, he said, anytime you see that, it's because envy and selfish ambition have raised their ugly head. Now, fortunately, James then teaches us the secrets of how to be wise. How to be a wise peacemaker in relationships. This is going to be very practical, so I hope you're taking notes today. James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 says this, real wisdom, that's the wisdom from God, is pure, then peaceful, then considerate. He says, real wisdom is submissive, full of mercy and helpful, and impartial and sincere. Or without prejudice and without hypocrisy. You know, when peacemakers plant seeds of peace, the Bible says, they will harvest justice. Now, this last verse, verse 18, it is so loaded with truth. When peacemakers plant seeds of peace, they will harvest justice. That's so filled with truth, we're going to look at it for 2 weeks. I want you to circle the word peace, and I want you to circle the word justice, because they go together. You can't have one without the other. You can't have real peace in the world if you don't have real justice in the world. They go together, peace and justice. You plant seeds of peace, you harvest justice. Now, this week, we're going to look at how do you plant the seeds of peace in your relationships. And then next week, we're going to look at how do you harvest justice. Now, again, James says this, when peacemakers plant seeds of peace, they will harvest justice. Every day and in every relationship that you have, you are planting seeds in those relationships every day of your life. The only question is, what kind of seeds are you planting? What are you sowing into your relationship? Are you sowing seeds of anger? Sowing seeds of distrust? Are you planting seeds of impatience or fear? Are you always planting seeds of criticism or nagging or anything else? Whatever seeds I sow, I will reap. And that's where whether you're going to have good relationships or bad ones, peaceful or ones with conflict. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, Rick, I get it. How can I plant seeds of peace? Well, James tells us the answer. And he says it right there in verse 17. And there he gives us six seeds to plant for peaceful relationships. If you're going to be a peacemaker in your home, in your work, in your family, in the world, you're going to have to learn how to plant these six things in the relationships that you begin and establish. Now, you know, the reality is we often treat each other in very foolish ways in relationships. In fact, we often relate in unwise and even self-defeating ways. A lot of the ways that you act toward people actually provoke the exact opposite behavior of what you want.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please go to PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to have your gift matched up to $50,000, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
So let's look at these six seeds of peace individually right now. You might even just consider them to be a checklist. It's a checklist on how to have good relationships, how to plant seeds of peace. And he says all of this comes from wisdom. If I get the wisdom of God, and if I'm wise, he said, wisdom does this, 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 this. And he gives us six seeds of peace to plant. Why don't you write these down? Number one. You want to be a peacemaker in all your relationships? Number one, if I'm wise, I won't compromise the truth. If I'm wise, I won't compromise the truth. Because in James 3:17, the first thing it says is, real wisdom is first of all pure. Real wisdom is pure. Now, what is James talking about? He's talking about always telling the truth, the pure truth of God. Proverbs 15:26 says, the Lord delights in pure words, words that are truthful, not words that are dishonest, not words that are false, not words that are lies. To be a peacemaker, the very first thing I have to do is I have to must be wise. The way I must be wise is I have to always tell you the truth. If I'm wise in a relationship, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to cheat you. I'm not going to trick you. I'm not going to try to take advantage of you. I'm not going to try to deliberately deceive you. I'm not going to try to mislead you. I will First of all, tell you the truth. Words that are pure, wisdom that is pure. Why do you think God mentions this first? I'll tell you why. Because all relationships are built on trust, and all trust is built on truth. There is no trust without truth. You can't have trust without truth. And so in order to build a relationship, you have to have trust. In order to have trust, you have to have truth. So the first thing you have to do is you have to tell the truth. Honesty is the bedrock of all good relationships. This is what he means, is that wisdom is pure. It is truthful. It's honest. It's real. It has integrity. You probably don't know who Dr. Leonard Keeler is, but you know what he invented. He invented the lie detector. And Dr. Keeler, after testing over 25,000 people on the lie detector, you know what he concluded? He concluded this: every human being is by nature dishonest. We are naturally dishonest. God doesn't want us to stay that way. That's why in Ephesians 4:15, he says, the message, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth, and to tell it in love. He wants us to know the truth, and he wants us to tell the truth, and he wants us to tell the truth in love. If I'm wise, I'm not going to compromise the truth. Number two, wise, peaceful relationships. Number two, if I'm wise, I won't antagonize your anger. I won't antagonize your anger. I won't compromise the truth, but I also won't antagonize your anger by the way I tell it. Second phrase in James 3:17 says this: real wisdom is peaceful. It's not just pure, it's peaceful. What does that mean? Wise people work at maintaining peace. They work at maintaining harmony. They're not always looking for a fight. They don't get offended easily. Do you? Do you get offended easily? They're not defensive all the time. They're not carrying a chip on their shoulder. You know, repeatedly, over and over and over, God says that if I'm wise, I will avoid arguments. Why? Because I'm not going to antagonize your anger. Because true wisdom, if I'm wise in our relationship, I avoid arguments. I avoid antagonizing your anger. Proverbs 20, verse 3, any fool can start an argument. The wise thing is to stay out of them. Mark of wisdom, you stay out of arguments. Proverbs 14:29, a wise man controls his temper. He knows that anger causes mistakes. All kinds of mistakes. So, okay, I get it. If I'm going to be wise in relationships, I'm going to avoid arguments. I'm going to avoid antagonizing anger. What causes arguments? Well, there's a long list of things that cause arguments. Let me just mention three that you need to avoid. Three things that cause arguments in any relationship, marriage, friendship, or anything else. Number one, comparing. The moment you start comparing, you're asking for an argument. Why can't you be like so-and-so? Or you're just like so-and-so. Comparing always causes arguments. Condemning. You know, it's all your fault. Or you should be ashamed of yourself. You lay on guilt. Or you use phrases like, you ought to, you should, you shouldn't, you always, you never. Don't compare and don't condemn. Number three, don't contradict. Contradicting causes us to get into arguments. What is contradicting? When you interrupt in the middle of a sentence to correct a detail. That's irritating. Let me give you some advice. When you're in the middle of an argument, don't sweat the small stuff. If somebody gets a detail wrong, don't worry about it. William James, a famous psychologist, said, wisdom is the art of knowing what to overlook. Okay, you got to know when, don't make a big deal. If your spouse keeps getting the detail wrong, don't correct them every time they get the detail wrong. You don't want to compromise the truth, but you don't want to antagonize their anger either. Number three, if I'm wise and I'm going to plant seeds of peace, I won't compromise the truth, antagonize your anger, I won't minimize your feelings. That's the next. That's the third seed that we plant in this list of six seeds. The Bible says real wisdom is considerate. Anytime I'm inconsiderate, I'm a fool, because real wisdom is considerate. Other translations say real wisdom is courteous. Real wisdom is gentle with people. What is he talking about here? Considerate. Considerate simply means being mindful of the feelings of other people. That's all it means to be considerate. You're mindful of the feelings of other people. You're not just thinking about your feelings, your agenda. You're not just thinking about your goals, your needs, your hurts, your interests. See, one of the most common mistakes that we make in every relationship, in marriage, in friendship, at work, at school, with our neighbors, one of the most common mistakes is, if I don't feel the same way you do, then your feelings must be invalid or illogical or unimportant. Because I don't feel them. I don't have the fears you do. I don't have the concerns you do. Then they must not be important. Thinking about what we're going through right now, the truth is, if you've never been treated unjustly or unfairly in all of your life because of your skin color, okay, if you've never had anybody mistreat you or treat you less than a human because of your skin color, and if you've never been afraid of being shot for jogging down a street, then you're probably having a hard time understanding what people are protesting about, because it's not in your world. But because it's not in your world doesn't mean it's not real, and it doesn't mean it's not legitimate, and it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I'd like to read you something that I wrote this week that maybe will help you be a little bit more of this third seed, the seed of consideration. I wrote it. It's called Yes, But What About? Yes, But What About? Let me read it to you. One of the reasons so many marriages end in disaster and so many kids are estranged from parents and so many citizens are fractured in angry divisions is because most people have never been taught how to sit with someone's pain without getting defensive about it. How to sit with somebody's pain without getting defensive about it. And it causes all kinds of problems. When somebody tries to express how fearful or heartbroken or angry they are about some deep, painful wound, the most unloving thing and the most unhelpful phrase you can reply with is this phrase: yes, but what about? Yes, but what about? When they're in pain and you say that, yes, but what about? You see, you invalidate people's feelings and their pain by immediately mentioning some other problem or some other pain or some other unfairness or some other injustice. Is that really your best response? No. I mean, could you not just sit for a minute and validate their pain? You may not feel it, but you didn't experience it. But could you not just sit for a minute and validate their pain without being defensive? Must you immediately excuse it away? Must you compare it to somebody else's problem or pain? What about that? What about that? Can you not just be empathetic for a few seconds? You ought to ask yourself, why am I always so quick to change the subject when somebody expresses a negative emotion or a hurt? Why am I so quick to change the subject when somebody expresses a negative emotion or a hurt? You see, they aren't saying their pain is the only pain. They're not saying that their problem is the only problem in the world. They're not saying that the injustice done to them is or the injustice done to others doesn't matter because of what's been done to them. They just want somebody to understand and sympathize their pain. Anytime you respond to a hurt or a fear or a pain with yes, but what about, and you mention something else, you communicate this: somebody else's pain is more important than yours right now. Or, I can ignore your problem because other people have problems too. Now, this phrase, yes, but what about, is particularly misused on social media by many, many people, and they don't realize how hurtful it is. For instance, somebody will post something where they'll express a concern about something that hurts them personally, and immediately 50 other people will minimize that hurt by posting, but what about all the babies who are aborted? Or what about the people who are dying in that country? Or what about, and everybody talks. Nobody listens. That's foolish. It's not wise. Wisdom is considerate.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Whatever amount you give will be doubled up to $50,000. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000. There are only 2 days left to meet this grant, and we'll lose any part that we don't match by midnight June 30th. So please act quickly. Just go to PastorRick.com. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.